Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, look, I'm gonna talk about this. We didn't talk about this at all. This is organic. And Jesse, go ahead and get the marker ready because we just need to go ahead and put this on socials. The question was, who was the best player who didn't win MVP to play? And I don't know if these two are the best. I say he's the best, but it ended up being this thing between Melo and D-Wade. Melo's better than D-Wade. He is. And it's not no shade of D-Wade or anything else like that. Carmelo Anthony was a better player than D-Wade.
Okay. Like, I'm not fighting you on that. I think what shocked me the most was when Jesse asked who's the best player to never win an MVP, like you didn't even skip a beat. You said it was Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah.
Like you didn't even think about it. Like you had been plotting the response to that question.
Well, I mean, because it's right. It's right.
Melo's better than Isaiah?
Huh?
Melo's better than Isaiah? Well, no, Isaiah won. I'm tripping. Yeah, never mind. I thought
Isaiah hasn't won an MVP.
MVP. Yeah,
Isaiah didn't win an MVP.
MVP then, yeah.
So yeah, Isaiah didn't win an MVP.
I would say, and you know, I think Isaiah is like maybe at one point he was the best point guard to ever play. Well, not behind. Well, he's behind Magic, but yes, to answer your question, yes, Melo is the best player the NBA's ever seen to not win an MVP.
Like.
Okay, let me ask you guys this then. Is Melo better than Dame Lillard?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think Melo's probably better than Dwayne Wade, too. But and I guess, what year would you give the award to Carmelo Anthony?
Oh, I don't know.
So
I don't know
the,
if there was
like,
a year where he deserved to win MVP.
Yeah.
But I don't... There was one year maybe when D-Wade could have had an argument. It was a year I think they lost in five to Boston in the first round.
Highest Melo ever finished in MVP voting was six. That was in 08-09, I believe. He averaged 28 that season.
Yeah, he was always a dominant scorer. He was always a big
2009-2010 season, excuse me.
D-Wade got his highest third. That's the year I think I'm talking about when – they lost to Boston in the first round.
MVP voting?
Yeah, third in MVP voting. He was fifth the following year. I think that was the first year of LeBron. But, yeah.
I don't think I have a better answer.
Yeah, Carmelo. And
Chris Webber.
Chris Webber, a good one.
I mean, Chris Webber had some years, but.
I don't know if Chris Webber was better than Carmelo, though.
Brian Kevin in the chat. Chris Paul? I mean, you talk about one of the best.
That's a fair question.
That's
a fair question. I know who I'd give it. I know who I'd rank Chris Paul above.
Isaiah?
Yeah.
That's not. I don't have an argument for that. Chris Paul's
might be CP3.
Yeah. Chris
Duvall. Yeah, KG won in 04.
Yeah, KG did. KG
03-04 season. You won MVP. Yeah, Carmelo.
Melo and Chris Paul are up there.
People tripping.
Isaiah's up there.
People tripping talking about Melo wasn't better than D-Wade. The people in the chat,
no,
y'all
wait a
tripping,
minute,
man.
You talking about Dwayne Wade like he's trash.
I'm
like,
not,
those,
but
that's
about,
a fair comp.
They talking about Melo like he trash.
No, they're not. That's a fair
comp. They are.
Well, that's their problem then. I think Melo and Dwayne Wade is a perfectly fair comp.
No, that's fair. It's fair.
But I do think Melo's better.
Yeah, Melo.
Yeah, I think Melo's better.
Melo went crazy. Melo, top 10 scorer of all time. And you can say whatever you want about KC only likes defense or whatever the case may be. But
I'm sorry, KC only likes what?
KC only likes offense.
Oh, okay.
But he's still top 10 scorer of all time. Like, it's whatever. It's not like I'm saying Kelly Oubre at this point. I'm talking about one of the greatest scorers of all time. It's the second time I mentioned Kelly Oubre. I apologize to him because I want him to come to Sacramento. So no shade.
Let's get Chris here. 916-909-1320. Who's Carmelo? I'm a little shook by this conversation. What's up, Chris?
Hey, I was going to say Jerry West. I didn't look this up before I called, and I probably should have, but I don't think Jerry West won one.
That's a good
question.
You're
correct.
Yeah.
Jerry West has never won an MVP before. Nope, he hasn't.
Is Jerry West...
That reminds me. That reminds me of something.
What's that?
I don't want to take away from his point, though. Jerry West has never won an MVP.
Jerry West could have been the best to never win.
Is Jerry West the answer?
He might be. Yeah.
He's the logo. He's missed the clutch.
Because I was trying to think, and I know the numbers don't necessarily back that up. At least I don't think. Is Jerry West better than Carmelo Anthony? Is he better than Dwayne Wade?
Yeah,
eras,
I'm not doing that. Yeah,
eras.
I'm not doing that. Yeah. You can't that in commerce. That conversation is impossible.
I got a crazy amount of respect for what Jerry West did.
Like
he got.
Jerry West is in that conversation. We could say that. I mean, whether you think he's better than or not.
Yeah, so was Isaiah.
Jerry
like,
was a bucket, bro. Man, Jerry was
I'll take your word for it. I saw the black and whites, too, I guess. Can we – I need one thing. I'm looking at 1969, 1970. There's something we have to collectively – not us. We haven't said it once today. But they said it all night last night. They said it on SportsCenter this morning. Something that collectively needs to stop happening. Every time a player comes back from an injury, please do not refer to it as a Willis Reed moment. Jalen Brunson missed an entire quarter, came back, and won the game for the New York Knicks. Willis Reed hobbled out onto the floor, made the first basket of the game, and just basically stood there the rest of the night.
He made the first two.
Listen, everyone said it was a big moral boost. That's all fantastic. If Jalen Brunson takes the floor on tomorrow, and can't move, makes one basket, hits a couple of free throws, the Knicks win, and Josh Hart says post-game, man, Jalen Brunson being out there really lifted the whole team. That's a Willis Reed moment. Mm. Coming back and scoring like 20 in the fourth quarter, that's not a Willis Reed moment. That's an entirely different, he didn't score 20 last night in the fourth quarter, but that's an entirely different type of moment. Every time a player comes back from an injury during the playoffs doesn't mean it's a Willis Reed moment. Stop overusing that phrase. Some of you have ruined it. That's not a Willis Reed moment. Stop it. I don't care if it was at the Garden or not. I don't care if Willis Reed was there or not. Doesn't count. It's not a Willis Reed moment.
So was it more impressive or less impressive?
What Jalen did?
Yeah.
It was different. I don't know the degree of the injuries for the two. Willis Reed could barely move. Willis Reed took the floor, and everybody said, and that's why I don't knock this moment, everyone, it was a huge boost just him being out there. Mm. Salute. Mm-hmm. Okay, I got you. Jalen went out there and made sure you won. Again, I don't know how to compare the two moments because of the injuries, but they're not the same moments. Mm. He went out there and won the basketball game for the New York Knicks last night. It wasn't an emotional lift. It was a lift in the scoreboard.
Well,
it was a lift.
Dante had some big moments too, though.
Absolutely. Jalen didn't win that game for them last night?
I think Dante and Jalen.
All right. You're splitting hairs to have an argument. That's fine.
No,
that's fine.
I
know I'm talking about your beloved New York Knicks. That wasn't a Willis Reed.
It's not like he had
45. Okay.
He had 28. And he had some big buckets. And Dante.
And he had 28 and three quarters.
Dante had some big buckets, too.
No, that's fine. He had 28 and three quarters.
His
team was down double digits when he entered the game.
Let him call it a Willis Reed.
No, that's not what it is. It's a Jalen Brunson moment. It's something entirely different. It's not the same.
It's not a Jalen Brunson moment.
It's not a Willis Reed moment.
I mean, he had a sore foot, right?
It's not a Jalen?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jalen had an entirely different type of situation last night. It was not a Willis Reed moment. Wow. That term is so stupidly overused. Oh, he came back. It's Willis Reed. No, it's not shades of Willis Reed. It's not. If he's out there with a damn cast on and a cane, okay, fine. Shades of Willis Reed. I gotcha. That's not what that was last night. That's goofy. But it was New York. It was the Garden. We got to make it more than what it is. Let Jalen cook, man. Jalen's having a moment.
I'm confused about what that was. Are they overhyping Jalen or are they underhyping it?
They're equating it to the wrong thing. It's not overhyping or underhyping. It's not what Willis Reed did. It's not the same thing.
I think Dame's saying stop comparing everything to Willis Reed when a guy comes in.
Every time someone gets hurt and comes back, it doesn't mean he's Willis Reed.
No, but
Willis Reed could barely move, and he took the floor. If you find a player who can barely move, and everyone says, oh, he lifted the team emotionally. He couldn't do nothing worth a damn physically, but he lifted the team emotionally. That's one thing. That's not what Jalen Brunson did last night. It's not a Willis Reed moment.
Okay.
I don't even know what a Willis Reed moment is at this point. Y'all have overused it so damn much.
This when somebody... The way I look at it, somebody's hurt, plays through injury, and comes out and plays. What they literally do after that doesn't matter. That's how I look at a Willis Reed moment.
I just looked something up. Huh. Willis Reed might be the second worst MVP ever.
Oh!
Oh, no!
Damn!
Willis!
Damn.
I was like, man, I knew Willis was I didn't realize Willis Reed really won an MVP. I clicked on the year. I was like, oh.
What year was it? 70, 72, 73?
69, 70.
Man, that was the first championship. Yeah.
69, 70. What are you 21.7 points per game.
Okay, that's not bad.
13.9 rebounds.
That's not bad either. What are you getting at? Who else is in that
Well,
race?
I'm just looking at
Sure as hell ain't no Steve Nash.
Well, Steve Nash remains. Well, Steve Nash remains the worst.
I averaged 12 points a game, won the MVP.
I understand.
Guy was the sixth man and won the MVP.
Wait, what?
No.
What? Hold on. Wow. Hey, shout out. Who just called a second ago? Chris?
Yeah.
Shout out to Chris. Jerry West lost that award 498 total points to 457 total points. Mm.
To Willis Reed?
To Willis Reed. Mm. Jerry.
You're crazy. I'm already known. Jerry
West in 1970 averaged 31.2 points per game and 7.5 assists.
Ooh.
He did it. On 50% from the field.
Jerry West, the first player for the voters to hold losing in the finals against?
Oh, man. That's Willis crazy. Reed took Jerry West MVP from him.
Jerry. Steve
Nash had a Willis Reed moment.
But what was the standings that year? What was that looking like? We won't even go who won the finals.
How do I find that out?
Just go to the year. Go to the year.
See, we was looking at different pages. Who's looking at different pages? You go to the year. I'm looking at the voting. That's what I was looking at. I wanted to see the voting. Willis Reed got 61 first place votes. Jerry West got 51. And Kareem got 30. I think the answer to our earlier question, by the way, is Jerry West. I think that's the answer.
The Lakers were second in the Western Division. they were 14 games worse than the Knicks, who was a 61 team. The Knicks were 60-22. The Lakers were 46-36.
Jerry West, 14-time All-Star, 5-time All-Defense, 12-time All-NBA.
I'd actually say, Jerry West was the best player in basketball that year. That seems a little bit more justifiable, though.
I'm not even trying to make jokes at this point. Ramsey says he finished second in MVP voting four times in his career. He's the ultimate runner-up.
Wow. Jerry West won one championship, right? 1972?
Yeah, he's got one.
Jerry West won the finals MVP in 68-69.
That was the year they lost, huh?
They lost all of them except one.
Wow. Wow.
Gave us some great scenes on Winning Time.
Well.
Well, yeah.
I was going to leave.
Well, shout out. Yeah.
What are we watching next, Clipped?
Clipped. Yeah, we're watching Clipped next.
I can't wait for Clipped. When does Clipped start again?
I have no clue, but I can't wait for it.
I cannot.
I can't believe Willis Reed took Jerry West MVP award. Unbelievable. But
hear what I'm saying, though. Does that seem a little bit more justifiable?
What?
Like when we, like how we've always talked about narratives and stuff like that. His team was 14 games better, Willis Reed, and he had really good numbers. Jerry West had better numbers.
Oh, so it was the best player on the best team?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Right. That's what it sounds like to me.
Okay.
And that's probably what it should be a lot of the times. It's not a steadfast rule, but that's what it should be a lot of the time.
What was the Lakers' record again?
46-36, 10 games over. But the Knicks were 14 games better than the Lakers that year.
31.7 assists.
No, Jerry West went crazy. He went crazy. And he's definitely the answer.
We are.
And he never won an MVP?
No.
That's crazy.
No. Ramsey just said he finished second four times. Only MVP he won was the finals MVP when he lost.
I'm not going to lie. That would
Can you imagine giving a man an MVP? Hey, Jerry, I'm sorry. It's covered in champagne. I'm sorry. We've decided this award belongs to you. Like, what?
That would eat at me forever.
Is that what he threw through the window?
Yeah, I think he did, though.
Was it the finals MVP that he lost?
Yeah. I think it was. That's crazy.
We are destroying legends one at a time here on D'Lo and KC.
Randy Orton here on Legend Killers.
Is it an all-time run, by the way?
ESPN 1320.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So check it out. Did a little investigating. during the break. Jerry West finished second four times.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't going to win any of those.
Mm.
Except for Willis Reed. Willis Reed, that was his chance.
Mm-hmm.
But he has two losses to Kareem and one mm-hmm. to Wilt.
And Kareem has seven?
That's a good question. I do not know.
I think Kareem has. Right. I think Kareem has seven. And Wilt, four?
That's a good question as well. Let me see. I'll find it right now.
Wilt has four.
Yeah, Kareem has seven.
I apologize. Seven. Kareem might have six.
Kareem might have six.
Yeah, okay.
Six-time MVP.
And that's the most. And Jordan is second with five.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Well, so is Bill Russell. He has five. Bill Russell
won. Or Jerry.
Bill Russell won three in a row. Wilt won three in a row. Larry won three in a row. And that's it.
That's it.
Jordan never did it. Bron never did it. Did Bron won back-to-back that was bookended
Bron
with Derrick Rose in 10 and 11.
Bron
and
won 4 and 5 years.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Yep. Goodness. And hasn't won since?
Nope.
Boy, he fell off. This guy sucks.
This LeBron, since he won the MVP, he's had a second place finish, third place, fourth, second, 11th, second, 13th, 10th.
Probably didn't even place this year.
Yeah, I don't see him here.
Or
last year.
Wow. Frank Vogel out as the Phoenix Suns head coach. Charles Lee in as the Charlotte Hornets.
Good for him.
New head coach. Charles Lee currently an assistant for Jesse's Boston Celtics. A guy whose name has been out there in the coaching hiring circles for a handful of cycles now. He certainly was in the conversation when Mike Brown was brought in as the Kings coach a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to get a shot. Uphill climb. You know, we could talk about the difficulties Frank Vogel has of coaching the Phoenix Suns, the difficulties Darvin Ham has of coaching the Los Angeles Lakers. It's difficulty. It's just a completely different kind when you're coaching a team like the Charlotte Hornets.
Yeah, you got a lot of things that you got to deal with. And I wish him the best of luck because I want to see him succeed. I like Charlotte because I like LaMelo. So I'm hoping it works out, but there's a lot going on there.
Didn't mention this earlier today either as we were destroying legends one at a time here on Dealing with KC. Patrick Beverley suspended 4 games by the NBA for his interaction with the Indiana Pacers fan a couple of nights ago.
Too little, too much, or just right? Thought it might. That probably should have been closer to 10. You threw the ball into the stands twice.
Yeah. So we talked about this the other day with Jamal Murray. The act or the intent? I think about Steph. You know, this was brought up the other day when Steph, you know, threw his mouthpiece, but he threw it in the stands. Mm-hmm. If he had thrown it on the floor, he probably would have gotten a technical foul, but he threw it in the stands. So that's an immediately, Steph, you're out. Now, he wasn't suspended the next game, but he was thrown out of that game. Whether there were 2 minutes left or 42 minutes left, he was thrown out of the game. Mm-hmm. Patrick Beverley threw the ball twice into the stands with clear intentions. Like, Steph wasn't trying to do anything other than throw his mouthpiece. It just, unfortunately for him, in that moment went into the stands. Mm-hmm. I kind of feel like it wasn't enough. And I called for Jamal Murray's suspension the other day. I thought the NBA got that wrong. I was even more infuriated when I saw Jamal Murray's reaction. But this... I hate to do it again. I don't think this was the right call. Mm. I thought it should have been more. And Patrick Beverley, to a certain degree, at least in terms of league discipline, is a repeat offender.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said this is the second year he's going to start the league, start the season suspended. I guess the first time was when he pushed Chris Paul, and he started the season suspended.
Yeah,
this is the second time.
Patrick Beverley never there on the first day of school.
Man, wow.
Yeah, he
he needs to reel it back.
He's a repeat offender. Like, yeah.
That should have been closer to 10, in my opinion.
I'm with you. Four almost feels like, well, we have to do something.
I wonder how they got to four. Like, what made them say four was the move?
Two for each throw into the stands?
Maybe.
He should have gotten suspended the other six for hitting the girl in the side of the head.
Well, they said
you get six for having bad aim, idiot.
They said that with the four games too, that includes his I don't even know what his confrontation with the reporter, the way he was dissing her and stuff like that. So that's part of this too.
That's even worse.
That's even worse.
Yeah. They tripping.
Maybe Adam's like, no one's gonna sign.
Right,
his ass
he gone anyway. He gone anyway.
I still think they should have done better.
Damn.
How old is Patrick Beverley?
My guess is 35.
Nailed it. He'll be 36 on July 12th.
Guess that's another win for Kenny.
Wow.
Kenny, I got the 4 o'clock today too.
Yeah, you did. You're having
it's
a day.
Crazy, bro.
You're having a day.
It's crazy what I'm doing out
there. Yeah, and it had been a Biggie record in a while. You got that one.
Man. It's time.
Hey, when you're hot, you're hot. And in your case,
I need a dub, man. I need a dub.
Secure.
Help me.
Can you change your screen name? Securing to Tapia. Can we get my man a dub here somewhere?
Needs to be securing the mattress.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Leave it at securing the Monk. Until mission accomplished.
First.
Yeah, until mission is accomplished with Malik, let's leave it at securing the
Monk. Well, now that I think about it, we definitely didn't secure the Bagley. So do we want him securing the Monk?
That was his own personal.
Secure the Bagley, but the Bagley just escaped.
Securing the Bagley for us was getting him out of here.
Yeah, I think we won. Yeah. Shout out to that podcast.
The great thing is, I don't even know securing the Monk's name. Like, that's the great thing about these screen names.
Yeah, man. Securing the Monk, he'd be repping for bags. He would come in repping.
Yeah, our guy securing the Monk missed out.
Bags will refuse to come into the game, and he'd be like, nah, y'all just don't understand. What?
Securing the Monk.
This guy can't stay healthy. We ask him to the game. He don't want to do it.
Securing the Monk responds by Matthew's mattress now. Chatty House.
The Chatty House is like you've got a sponsor.
We got love for you, dog. Come on, man. You know you family, man.
No, he's saying leave my man alone. He's saying
I thought
Bagley.
He said leave me alone.
No, he's saying leave Bagley alone.
You tripping, bro.
No.
You tripping.
Oh, leave Marvin alone. I don't know what's
I don't have no problem with Marvin, but we can't act like these things didn't happen.
Bro, the funniest story is when he hits that shot when he's on the Kings and when he was on the Kings and he turned around and was yelling at the fans.
Yeah, no, he was a Sacramento King when he did that. And he wasn't yelling at them. He was cussing them out.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if that was exactly how it went down.
For all of us to hear.
I even understood that moment. Like, you've been talking crazy about you. You finally hit a shot.
Yeah.
The win, like, your talk, but you can't.
What's your little big league line or rookie of the year line or whatever?
Little big league.
You that worked up over hitting a jumper, huh? All right, bro.
I don't want to disparage. I don't know, but it feels like one of the next games is when he refused to go into the game.
Was that all in the same season where his agent put out that statement?
I don't think that timeline doesn't work because Marvin was sitting for a while, wasn't he? But when he was asked to go in and didn't.
That game he hit a shot.
Because why in the world wouldn't he have gone in?
I don't know. It's a good question. That game he hit a shot was around Thanksgiving of that season. So let me see. Because I think
your memory is stupid, so I'm not going
to
argue with you.
And the game he declined to go in was the game when you got a text message about Luke Walton.
Well, they were giving the free jerseys, the free Bagley jerseys away that game too, right? I think James tells that story too.
What did that text message say again?
I don't know what it said.
This idiot. It's from a courtside seat. I was like, who's sending me this? Oh, that's right.
Come on.
Sherilyn Elgrove.
You see, I don't know. I'm going to see if I can find
that one. You were at that game he refused to go in?
Yeah.
courtside? Did you ask Marvin when he sat down next to you? How come he didn't go in?
I did not ask him. Oh. No, the timeline doesn't line up. Cause
I didn't think so, because I don't feel like he had been playing when he was asked to go in the game.
So he refused to go into the game on November 8th. He hit the shot on the day before Thanksgiving, November 24th.
Okay. Oh, yeah, because the noise around him got really loud because, of course, Sean, you know, Abraham Zapruder catches everything, and he caught the whole, you know, the whole interaction with his 8K camera.
Do you remember, this is really nondescript, but do you remember the next game? So remember, he hits the three the day before Thanksgiving. Do you remember the next game the Kings played after that?
After Thanksgiving? No, I don't.
Friday night in Los Angeles, three overtimes against the Lakers. Kings win. You remember that game?
Of course.
Yeah. I think Fox had.
But did Marvin play?
I think he did. I think he did, and he played good defense on LeBron, and they were like, see?
And by they, you mean securing the Bagley.
Where's the box score? Fox had 34 on the night. Tyrese Haliburton had 19 and 9. Buddy Hield with 25 on the
flamethrower.
Marvin had 13.7 rebounds on the night. He was 5 of 5 from the field.
Hey, salute.
Go snap.
Salute.
TT had 13 points.
Oh, well.
Still getting minutes in the playoffs this year.
Yo, that's crazy.
It's embarrassing.
That is crazy. Tristan Thompson is getting minutes.
He tried to guard Tatum on one. He just kind of froze.
Yo, put this series out of its misery. Is game two tonight?
Game two tonight.
Oh, get this over with.
TT had 13 points, 5 rebounds that game.
Wasn't he suspended for PEDs this year too?
Yeah. Like 50 games.
Oh,
Tristan
man.
Thompson took steroids.
Oh, man. Hey, man,
HGH or something.
I hate to be this way.
No, you don't.
Breaking news, Shams has OG and Ananobi out for game three with a hamstring.
Okay, so the fact that he's already ruled out is a problem.
Yeah, he might not come back.
Yeah, period.
For a couple games. Well, period, but for at least till they get back to New York.
That's
best case scenario, I think.
That is the very, 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 very best case scenario. Game ain't till tomorrow, and they already ruled him out. They know he's not playing for a minute.
Well, it's like when you bring him back too, like Tibbs, like I need you to play 45 minutes today.
Pretty much. Tibbs out here trying to acquire Tristan Thompson for the playoffs at this point.
Shout out Andrew Sterling. Remember TT's speech? God, that had us in a chokehold.
Oh, man.
Hook, line, and sinker.
Forget the speech. Remember the video
talking
to Marvin?
I was hyped about the video. I was like, let's go. That's
like,
what
the coach
we
is
need.
Fixed, guys. The coach is fixed. We finally
That's
got a
what
bet.
We need. Check out this game with the Kings and the Lakers. Game, what are we looking at here? Because they went to 8-12, so this was, this was game 19 or 20, excuse me. They won this game to go to 8-12. They started the game Fox, Haliburton, Lynn, Metu, and Harkless.
Oh, my God.
We need to apologize to Luke Walton.
Wow. You know what? We might.
Say what you want, but those rosters were not good.
Oh, man.
I said Tristan was suspended 50 games. He was suspended 25.
Could have been 50. Wouldn't have made a
difference. He played 50 games this year. That's crazy.
Yo, Dad. That line.
Hey,
tough.
You know what?
That's tough. Luke.
Luke.
Let me read that again. Starting lineup for your. Oh, I'll do it in tomorrow.
What's the day? No.
You got a Scott Moak in that bag?
No.
For your Sacramento Kings.
What was the day again of this game?
November 26th.
Okay, November 26th. Starting lineup.
De'Aaron Fox.
Okay.
Nice.
Very good.
Tyrese Haliburton.
All right.
NBA team.
At center, out of Maryland, Alex Lynn.
Someone might be hurt that day.
Okay, yep. Definitely an injury. That's fine. Alex Lynn, good.
At power forward.
Yep.
Out of USC, Chemezie Metu.
Okay. Well, let's.
Probably little, playing well in Stockton. Little, let's see what he's got.
A little sketchy. It's getting. Is this a game where the standings don't count? What's next?
And at small forward, out of St. John's, Maurice Harkless.
That would have meant something 5 years before that.
You're Kings, 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 Kings.
Wow. That, you know what's funny? And this is the great thing about, like, hindsight is...
Bro, we were on the show talking about Mo Harkless could play defense.
Oh. Like, we had that. That was the starting lineup. And we were really wondering about De'Aaron and Tyrese playing together. Like, the conversation.
No wonder they couldn't play together.
The conversation was if De'Aaron and Tyrese would work together, but they're out there with Mo Harkless, who I think beat Buddy's ass on the annual, Alex Lynn. And Freeport?
But look, what's even crazier to like further your point is...
Was it Buddy or was it Marvin? Who did Mo Harkless always want to fight? Was it Buddy? It was
probably Buddy.
It, take your pick, probably.
Yeah, either one of them. Like, to further your point, we would see the Kings go out there with that starting lineup and be like, well, no, you just don't understand. Fox and Halliburton can't play together.
Oh, my God.
That's the reason. That's the reason. This doesn't work with Fox and Halliburton. No, it doesn't work with Metu, Harkless, and Lynn as your other three players.
Peg Junk's got it right there. Oh, brother, these guys stink.
We need to get that on the board. We need the sponge on the board.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Here's a question I'm looking up if anyone wants to answer it. Has Mo Harkless played in the league since Sacramento?
No.
I'm pretty sure he retired.
My guess is no.
Retired?
Out the NBA, I
think. He was like 29 when he was here. Mo Harkless. No, he wasn't. Mo Harkless is 30 right now.
Oh, man.
Mo Harkless's last season, it was with Sacramento.
Damn. Now
he played for the Rip City Remix.
Now, to be fair here,
waved.
To be fair to Monty McNair, the game before against Portland, Harrison Barnes was the starting forward.
Mm-hmm. Harrison Barnes doesn't miss many games. What happened?
I don't know.
He played 20. Was this COVID era?
No, because we were there. So it was COVID-ish, but it wasn't.
Okay, it was one of those.
I don't even know. Actually, probably
what year
even
was
COVID
it?
Is. It was I'm lost. 21-22. We were in Portland. Everybody. The
so
19. Went crazy.
So 2021. 21-22. Okay.
Yeah, 21. The place went crazy when Marvin started cursing us out. So
yeah, I remember. Like,
we was all in there.
That's right. Yeah.
Now we're just looking back. Didn't we have a Mo Harkless scoop at one point? When he was trying to decide whether or not he was signing back with the Kings or something like that?
Well, yeah, we did.
How'd that go?
Didn't he sign back?
Yeah, he did. I remember he signed back. Right? Oh, we could have said this a couple months ago
after
or whatever.
The fact, I was like, oh, yeah. Well, no, I didn't know this. I talked to somebody
sister,
I know.
Sister's baby mama cousin Tracy.
And it was like, yeah, he had been telling me for a long time he wanted to come back. You know what I do for a living, don't you?
Yeah, they were the only team that offered him a deal. Of course he was going to go back. He's like, there's only one team that's going to pay me. I'm going to Sacramento.
Shout out, Colin. Shout out to the core. Gosh, that was obliterated.
Was Tyrese in the core? Tyrese was in the core.
Yeah, Tyrese was core.
But that meant like we weren't going to trade him, though.
Yeah.
But we never thought they would trade Tyrese.
I didn't. No, absolutely. We did not think they would trade Tyrese Halliburton. Yeah. No, nope, absolutely not.
Nah, this is a shoot. Yeah, I did talk about Buddy.
Yo, Buddy. Yo,
that was two. Like Casey was just like Buddy had like three good games or something.
Buddy had one good game and like 3 years left on his deal.
Now,
and Casey came in here trying to give him a contract,
a lifetime contract.
Now, what happened? What happened though? What happened? If I recall, He had those games coming off the bench.
That's right.
And I said, if he accepts this,
yeah,
he can be a good sixth man.
Yeah, that's what you said. You said no. Don't do that. Don't act like
I wanted him here as a starter.
Don't act like no. Don't do that. Don't act like you didn't bring up contract extension.
Oh no, I did.
But he had 3 years left on his deal.
It was as a bench guy.
You three games in a bench.
I was looking in the future. If he accepts this role in his career, yes.
But he's been on three teams since that conversation.
And he's come off the bench for them too.
He didn't even come off the bench for the Sixers.
Well, he did in game six.
Yeah, finally got that glue off his shorts to come in.
Damn.
You see Daryl Morey after too. Yeah, that didn't really work out the way I thought it would.
That's the line most associated with Buddy's career. Yeah, that didn't really work out like we thought it would. Pelicans said it. Kings said it. Pacers said it. Sixers said it.
Oh, man.
That man's been on four basketball teams.
Buddy, in this game that we got cursed out.
Shout out. By the way, can we just acknowledge, shout out JV for being with us this long.
Yeah, shout out JV.
Shout out to everybody referencing these early D-Lo and KC conversations.
I think
years ago.
I think definitely after that triple OT game, they were asking for a splash. I think they might have been asking for Drake bars too.
Remember Drake bars?
Well, those are dead.
Well, not dead. Well, I mean, I'm not doing them, but.
No, they're dead.
I'm not doing them.
You're dead.
That's one of the more frustrating things about this. That Family Matters is an unbelievable track, but it just got blown away. Blown away. Yeah. Shout out Joe Budden and them boys, man. I was talking to Dame about this. Their breakdown of that weekend is
like 4.5 hours.
Man, and I was tapped into all. That's why they get paid the big bucks. They did a phenomenal job.
Yeah. I think you stepped out yesterday when I asked Damian this. Like this Family Matters. Like, can you still listen to that in the future without remembering Kendrick came in 10 minutes after and just stepped on everything? Like, is there always going to be that context to it? Because it is a fire song too.
I can. What might mess it up for me a little bit was the Joe Budden show. How they broke down, like they was like, it's fire, but this right here, he shouldn't have said that. Like,
yeah.
He kind of slipped up. He like when they broke that down, I was like, oh yeah, I kind of see that now that you're mentioning it. But I could still listen to Family. I really like Family Matters.
I can't listen to it now. I was like, whatever.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It was great for, like I said.
The only song that will, for me, Euphoria is going to live. Euphoria is so
Euphoria
cold.
Is crazy.
But Not Like Us is the record. Like, Not Like
Us.
Yeah,
that one's,
that's
here forever.
Going to be around
that is
forever.
Ether. That is back to back.
Yeah.
Like, in the future, they're going to be like, they did a Not Like Us.
Yeah.
You know, when somebody's beefing. And
oh, did
like,
you see it was
knows.
Trending last night?
Well.
To the tune of like 100,000 some odd tweets?
What?
Not Like Us.
Nah,
you didn't see what was going on last night? Nah, so what they're doing now, your boys, go to your boys' Twitter account.
Who's my boy?
Michigan.
Oh.
Sports teams are using the phrase, they not like us.
That's the one thing I don't like about this whole thing is this song has kind of got, what's the word? Is it co-opt a little bit? Like,
yeah,
with CM Punk doing it and everything.
Well,
like,
that wasn't CM Punk. Just
it's like,
for the all
right,
record.
Man. Like,
that
I,
wasn't
I,
CM Punk.
It, like, it's.
That's it's, part of it now, though.
My brother was just dancing. He was two-stepping.
Right, I don't need them in Santa Monica.
Well, let's Santa Monica. Santa Monica likes music. Don't do that.
I don't like that. I didn't like it when the song came out.
You hated
I did hate it when the song came out. By Sunday, I started to like it more. Sunday, Monday, and everything. And then, like I said, when I saw CM Punk doing it, I said, well, all right, I don't need that.
But how did you not know that was a fire record?
I did. It's the second thing I said to you. I said it's a bop and it's going to play everywhere. I didn't like it for the beef. But I even like it a little bit better now for the beef than I did when I first heard it. I was looking for something else, though. I wanted something else. I wanted something more like Euphoria.
No, but it was over. I think at that point it was over.
Mm.
It ended with Meet the Grams. That was the end.
Yeah.
And then...
Kendrick ran up the score with Not Like Us.
Pretty much.
He rigged the game.
In the worst way.
He took it to another level.
And Drake made it worse a couple of hours later.
He shouldn't have done that.
Well,
it's time to stop posting, Drake.
Come on over to the Kendrick side, man. We got you over here.
There's no Kendrick side to go to. I always like Kendrick. Stop. Don't do that.
Unlike
both of you two, Whoa. I don't like both of these guys. You only like, you didn't like Drake.
Oh, come on. Every time Drake dropped the diss, was I not in the group chat? This is fire. His first one was like, oh, Kendrick better get back in the booth.
Now you did say that. I liked them both. I liked the whole beef until the stuff that was talked about.
We're not throwing a flag on that.
Well, geez,
we got to go to break, actually.
Come
too.
On, man. Come on.
We'll be back.
Come on.
All right. Back here on D'Lo and KT.
Oh, my gosh. I love the name.
Oh, this is a good name, right?
Yeah,
I thought of that right on the spot.
It's definitely sellable.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's get going. It's D'Lo and KT here on Sacramento Sports Leader.
Remind her not to cuss, please. She can't hear me.
Yeah, that's right. You don't have headphones on. Yeah, you don't have headphones on. So you don't know that Jesse just reminded you that we're on the radio, so don't.
I know that. I know. Okay. Only to say good words.
Yeah, good words. Yep.
What are you doing?
No. Goodbye. You don't have headphones.
Wow, you're getting thrown out.
Can I say?
I thought you were doing a good job.
Can I say the H word?
The H word? Yeah. What's the H word?
Hell yeah, brother.
Hell yeah, brother. That's one word.
Hulk Hogan in studio too.
Like, what are you, Hulk Hogan? What are you talking about?
Kim said, I was outside for a break, and she said, I could easily talk about the 2021.
Did you get? I didn't even hear it. You made the phone. Yeah, you got to go.
Get out.
I didn't even hear it, but the face is.
God bless it.
Kim, take a lap.
That's the last time.
No, yeah.
That's the last
time. We got to put a lock on the door.
That's the last time. Oh, man.
Honestly, I didn't even hear it. Thank you for the looks, because as soon as I saw the looks, I hit the thump.
For those who can't, like, there's strong comparisons to the pirate shirt episode of Seinfeld.
I hadn't seen that. I thought you were gonna say pirate shirt. Wasn't there a pirate Fresh Prince?
Well, there was a pirate Fresh. I think he was working at a restaurant.
Well, no, you know what I'm thinking of. I take that back. It wasn't. It was when they were on the game show. And they were fighting in the booth, and the other guy
uh-huh.
was like, they made up in the booth. Uh-huh. And then the other guy was like, I'm sorry, man. I got to go join the homies.
Oh, yeah,
they had a shirt like that.
Yeah.
Speaking of, since Kim cussed, I believe, because we're just going to put Rick Ross and Brett Barish in the Hall of Fame. She's now tied with Matt George for the lead, I believe.
Hey, all right. Well done, Kimberly. Wait, has Matt George cussed twice?
Twice, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, man. Well, Matt George
Matt's
joins
got a
us
potty mouth on this show.
Man, he might try and go for the lead.
Well, that's what we do.
Speaking of Rick Ross and Brett Barish and...
BBL Drizzy,
why'd you try to shoot down my plane? I was just seeing during the break, game is not going to stop till he gets some interaction with Rick Ross.
I actually like the idea of Rick just ignoring him.
Well, that's what Eminem did.
Just like, just pretend like he's not even there.
Game, I don't know why you were addressing me.
Yeah, don't even say that. Just get your plane fixed. Like,
yeah. First things first.
Get your plane.
That was crazy.
Yeah, that was wild. After spending a week on social media talking about Drake's plane, yours skids off the runway or whatever it does. Come on, man.
Somebody beef with the game, please. So he's just done after that. He's been searching. He's been searching for a sparring partner.
He's ready. I'm not really...
The game's one of those guys who would text someone, "Hey, let's start a beef to see if we can get things."
Well, that was his whole thing with 50, right?
And here's the thing. Like, if anyone
wants... No, they really didn't like it.
Well, yeah. No, I mean, he didn't text them, but, like, going into it, it was already premeditated. He was going to diss 50 no matter what.
Well, here's the thing. If you're thinking about doing that, don't do it now. Mm. Don't follow those two. Just wait a while.
You probably should let the whole summer go by.
That's a good idea.
The whole summer go by. I used to play, not like a lot, like it was probably once or twice, like the same way I do with Kevin Durant. I used to play basketball with the game. I used to come into that sports facility I used to work at.
Mm-hmm.
And he would always like be arguing.
Was he any good?
He wasn't awful.
Was he better than Master P?
I don't remember. I remember Master P's accolades and stuff, but I don't remember watching him play. The game is okay. The game's just like a regular basketball player. Like, he's fine. He's fine.
I've seen him punch people in basketball.
That
games.
Was crazy.
Did I tell you the autograph story with the game when he came through the case 10 years ago?
Story time.
Yeah, you never told this story.
Well, no, he came through, when the documentary dropped, and it was hot, and had these posters signed, and our promotions person at the time handed him a blue pen. He's like, I can't sign this. He's like, and the funny thing was, is he was trying to be like, he was trying not to make it a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't go nuts over it. He was like, I'm really sorry. I can't sign with that. Like, do you have a black pen?
What did they say?
Just got him a black. No, I think it was like, oh, and got him a black pen. But he wouldn't sign
that's funny.
The posters with a blue pen.
That's funny, and that's literally on brand.
Yeah. I still have that autograph with the black pen.
Did you find it when you're like movie star?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I found like autographs from Queen Latifah. I found a Polaroid.
What's the coolest autograph you got?
Me and Mariah Carey.
Oh.
I know exactly what it is. I have this. It's it's not a table. I guess it is a tablecloth. It's a table cover that we had at the Radio Music Award. Maybe it was the MTV Video Music Awards. It was the Radio Music Awards in Las Vegas. And everyone who came through signed it. And there's one area. So it's a giant tablecloth. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to... I like looked at it, like I examined the whole thing, and there's a way I can take it, fold it, and pin it in like a shadow box to where you could see autographs from Hulk Hogan, DMC, Beyonce,
wow,
Cat Williams, Kelly and Michelle, like they're all on there, and. Like a handful of others, but those are the big ones. There's Hulk Hogan's right here and Beyonce's right here. I was like, all right, I got to get those two. And I start looking around like, oh, that's Cat Williams right there.
Wow.
Oh, that's Shamar Moore over there. Then there's like Alex Thomas is on it. Your girl Keisha Cole is on it.
Shout out Keisha.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
Wow.
I found my Faith Evans autograph too.
Hey, I have a jersey
autograph. I have a Biggie jersey, like size 5X that I used to wear. Signed by Faith, First Lady. Says First Lady of Bad Boy. Faith Evans.
That's my girl.
She was a great interview.
She seems really nice.
A really, really, really great interview. Yeah,
she seems really nice. When I was just a random, you know, guy around the city. One of my buddies who like knew everybody somehow. I don't know how this dude, like, he's, you ever have any of those friends that just like, you see him, he's always in pictures with like, like right now, he'd be in a picture with James Harden, or he'd be in a picture with Kyrie. I'm like, bro, how you get this picture and how you get here? How you get this access? I don't know how he did, but somehow he would always have this access. And I saw him at the game. He was like, yo, it was Sixers and Kings. He's like, stick around, man. I'll get you an autograph with AI and a picture or whatever. I was like, all right, bet. So I stuck around, and it was like Arco at like, completely cleared out, no fans at all, and I was still like waiting around, and I was waiting with him, and like we was kind of on the court, and at the time, like, I had never been on the court before. I was like, yo, this is crazy, like, I'm on the court. T.O. was at the game. He was still a 49er. T.O. was at the game, and we started talking to T.O. a little bit. Then Bobby Jackson came out after, you know, the game. He started talking to T.O. and my guy. And then Bibby came out. He started talking to T.O., Bobby, and my guy. And I'm just, I probably was, I don't know, like 19, 20 years old. And I'm just sitting here like, you know, this is great. Like in a circle like this, they're talking and they're just like letting me in the circle. They're not talking to me, but I'm just able to stand there and see their conversation. I'm like, yo, it's T.O. and Bobby Jackson. Like I was just bugging out. And then he's like, oh, AI still ain't come out yet. I think like, he asked me, he's like, where AI at? He's like, oh, he ain't come out yet. He's like, I think he's coming out this way. And then we go like to the tunnel and he's like walking to the bus. And sure enough, AI is walking down the tunnel or whatever. My homeboy daps him up or whatever. And he goes, it's my man Casey. No, not Kenny. He's like, my man Kenny or whatever. And AI, what's up, man? How you doing? And I was like, autograph pic. I didn't really know what to say. I just, he just kept moving to the bus.
I feel like that's a better interaction though. Cause like maybe if you ask AI for autographs, like, oh, all right, whatever. Like you dapped up AI, said what's up and kept it moving. Like that's cool.
That was it. AI, that was my guy, AI, man. That was my dude. He just like, oh, so it was, all right. And then kept going to the bus. It's like,
that's crazy. Man. That's funny. Deion Taylor brought AI out after a game for one of his parties.
Mm.
And I've never seen men. For real. I'm dead serious. I've never seen brothers, black men, react to a human being, to another dude, the way they did Allen Iverson. They reacted to Allen Iverson like he was the most beautiful woman they've ever seen. To that point in my life, to today, there's nothing that compares to that.
That's crazy.
Absolutely nothing. I've been around I've been around Kobe a little bit, LeBron, all of them. Mm. Nothing was ever like that. Mm. That was a one of one reaction. I think that might have been a one of one reaction in terms of athletes and stars. I have never seen anyone react to Allen Iverson the way the dudes did in the club night.
They just got hyped. They was like, yo, AI's here. And then like,
yo, when I tell you, like, they were in awe. AI walks in, you know, AI's, you know, shorter.
Yeah.
But, like, it's not a work. Like, there's ice everywhere. the cornrows are tight.
Yeah.
You're in a club. It's 99.9% black, and everyone. Of course, you know there's none of that.
Yeah.
But there's a feel in the air, and everyone. They're just staring like AI, and they start staring and following. Mm. So Deion's leading, you know, AI. Mind you, broke the rules for this one. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning. Follows him, you know, takes him to where he's going, and just like it's like the whole area just shifts into the direction where Allen Iverson is. Again, never seen anything like it. I couldn't even begin to tell you. I know it was small. I know it was a small place. It wasn't like Avalon. It wasn't a club.
It was a place Deion was throwing
a party.
Uh-huh.
And he got AI to come through.
Man.
And it was wild. It was absolutely wild. And Deion, I'm sure don't remember me for nothing, but I'll always appreciate Deion because he was the first person who, when I was at KSFM, threw a party and asked me to host it.
Mm.
And I was nobody.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked me to do it. And I had never been more scared in my life. I was scared to death when Deion handed me the microphone and told me to hype up that crowd.
Mm-hmm.
I was scared to death.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.